Yes, it went on the last 40 years.
The big economy never stopped, went up to about 15,000 or something, right? It's a broke spiral of obsolete media having a glorious renaissance or energetic boosting because the Android media and us needed it to cancel out the void. Now we're confronting a weird void again because the media's gotten so tiny. Everything is in there. Now you can live in it, but we don't have the big broke spirals of the 7 billion.
Not only that, but if all of the senses have merged in the chip, that tiny,
yeah,
tiny chip space, once they're merged, in order to have communication, one thing has to be translated into another.
The senses that were extended from the 50s to the 90s, their tiny disappeared. We're sort of coming back to the senses the media came from, yet they're not the same senses because they've been moved in. Because we don't know what our senses are now.
Right.
That's what I was, okay, now what? Now say your thing in light of that.
In the Android meme, once all of the extension of the senses, the eyes, ears, yeah, kinetic, proprioceptive, get merged into one space,
shrunk.
They can't, there's no, once they're merged, one thing can't not be translated into another, so no communication occurs.
That's right, no translation. One sense and one extended sense cannot translate to another sense because they become one thing that can't talk to itself. Because it can't be extended. That's another way of saying we're the death of communication.
So you're saying it's no longer...
You get that now.
But you're so bad.
So where are we today? We can say it's a mystery landscape, right?
Yeah.
We're
beyond the media talking
to
ourselves.
We're beyond communication. We're beyond media. And so what do? We have a president who doesn't communicate. That's totally resonant with the effect we're in. Not that he knows it, but it's interesting how humans do come up with an image appropriate to the time. Now we're looking for a new image. And they say, we got the dream ticket. This is what Corbyn was saying. We got a black candidate. And we never had a black candidate. We got a woman. All this ideal stuff. And Corbyn knew it was a bunch of shit. Because it is not the model. It's still a human scale model. We're still thinking of something there. And most people go, no, there's nothing there. So what do you do about that? You go to school and you teach your math. You just ignore it. No.
But if Obama becomes president and his expression is not mute like Bush, how are you going to explain that?
Well,
if you're using Bush to explain the communications matrix we're in now.
I say we're post the Bush effect. We have moved into a new zone. My popular way of saying is that we've reached 2012, and if you can feel what's happening now, we're actually in the lockdown Bob rule right now. I am the answer to this situation, okay? And we got it, and I'm working with the richest people in the world, right? So we're trying to figure out how to do this. And I'm the answer. And I said on my chart, 2012, it's happening, 2012 is happening now. What do we do? We're building Dobstown in Costa Rica. I'm going to heaven, going to Maui, hang out there for a couple years. Bob has arrived. I'm flown around as president, right? To the more slack-filled zones, apparently. Now, I know I'm limited to going to Maui, but Jim Body means I never went anywhere. I never lived in New York. From the Jim Body point of view, I lived in Jim Body. Where's that? That's shrinking. So, and now we got Walter telling me I'm right on target. The Willow's telling me I'm leading this thing. I mean, it's incredibly asinine. He's totally yelling at me. Yay, Bob! Does that mean, you know about Boward yesterday, did I tell you?
He told me that he was going through James Martinez.
And he's talking to us, and it was very interesting. He was saying, Bob, you've got it down. He was telling me, well, I suggest you do this a little bit and that a little bit, but you're essentially doing what he said in 100 years, you will be considered like a Darwin or a Freud, someone who came up with the next model. He says, it's going to evolve, it's going to be so complex, way beyond language coming. He says, people like the Dalai Lama and the Pope, you'll be meeting with them. Walter's there. I go, fuck you, Walter. Don't try to seduce me, you old after image of an astroplane. There ain't no astroplane. There's nowhere to die into. So I keep my detachment. This is just an inaugury trying to synchronize me even more. So even when I'm president, I will deny I'm president all the time I'm fucking president. I will stick to the issues.
He's trying to transfer the megalomania sense of importance he had about himself.
No,
he can't do it anymore.
Bob, do me. Do me, Bob.
Well, here's what's impressive, and I know your ego is planetary in size, but
I want to say that I did not tell Walter to say that to me. He fucking, James did it. James a fraud. I don't know what he's doing, but he came up with that.
Well, McLuhan talked about the extension of our senses as environments.
You know what you think?
And then
I told you. Just hold your thumb. We'll get there.
Okay.
Why do people think I'm egomaniac? Because I went and told this private experience I had to the public, right? Is that egomania?
No.
To tell people what you heard? Well, it's what happened, and I'm going to tell you. Tell me all your shit on your YouTube stuff. I'll tell you what happened to me, okay? All right.
Okay. Okay. McLuhan talked about the extension of our senses as an environment.
Yes.
But you came up with this body idea. Yes. That was not McLuhan. How did you come up with that? Because that is so crucial.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is like, that definitely kicks it up so that you can be able to understand now. And so how did you do that?
I have said it many times in interviews, and this is what I said.
Oh, I didn't hear
you
that.
You didn't hear those ones. But you might recognize it once I say it. I explain when people bring up this thing. I say, when we had the telegraph, that was a massive effect. A big environment, everybody was inside it, and it was an invisible thing, and it caused the American Civil War, and it led to movies and telephones and radio. When we had radio in the 20s, massive media environment.
Right.
I mean, people describe, and I was there in the 30s, watching the Nazis march down the streets in Germany with their public address systems and Hitler on the fucking radio. This would be 34. Remember, these are little Victorian people who've been reading newspapers and books, and then all of a sudden there's this booming effect happening. It terrified people. You know, just if some guys went down there with a loudspeaker and had an army behind them, you'd be a little intimidated. We're more, that's puny compared now. But back then, you have to think, put yourself back. Huge, what McLuhan called the tribal drum. Boom, boom, all over the world. The boom, boom was each national language. But they're all revved up. So then they end up with a fucking war. They wipe out millions of people. And then they end with a fucking atomic bomb. All kind of appropriate to the real effect of radio. That's how amazing it was. Then TV came in, flipped the sensibility from ear to tactility. Remember, electricity is tactile, but there's different gradations. The telegraph is like eye tactility. Radio is ear tactility. Television is tactile tactility. Meaning tactile electricity. So TV flipped everything to nice, cool, smooth, beatnik, Beatles, Elvis. Totally different from the hot music of Susie Williams of the 30s and 40s, right? That extends our central nervous system. What extends next? The planet. Satellite goes up. Sputnik goes up. Start building these planets, these satellites around the planet. That's a whole huge amount. You're just a little guy growing up in L.A. or Baltimore or wherever you were with Joey Ramone. And you're Joey Ramone and you. And this huge satellite effect, which is being computerized. All right? Now, what happens next? You've extended the whole planet. And it starts to create a hologram, the mixture of all the media, huge media environments. So you could say in the 60s, 70s, inside the satellite for Sandy March with the Global Theater, people are experiencing like they're a hologram. That's why P.K. Dick starts writing books as if he's in a hologram. He's picking up on the effect and fitting it back into his religious concerns. Like he decides that the Holy Roman Empire is running a hologram for the last 2,000 years. You know about that, right? P.K. Dick's theory.
But I like his Thales model. You know,
that's a living intelligence, right? So that's the Android Meat, technology coming alive. And it was happening, but he put it into this concept. And a concept is not adequate to what is actually going on. So he's an obscure novelist, disappears, and then Hollywood retrieves him when he's obsolete, and he just makes movies out of him, right? Blade Runner was an early version. But the point is, the digital reality shrinks from the 70s, 80s, 90s. The first shrinking is, I don't have to respond to the radio tribal drum or the TV cool fascism, green fascism TV, where you watch a program, it's only on the same time every week. Once I got my video recorder, I don't have to follow the drum beat anymore. So I start to get removed from the automatic totalitarian need to be in sync with everybody. As the digital technology gets better and better, personal computers, and then the little things we got now, those, like a kid looks at their iPhone, BlackBerry, it's got newspapers, movies, TV. Remember, movies is a massive environment in the zeros and teens, which led to this communist revolution, they were totally affected by the automobile and the movie. That was a massive effect. Then radio. All these massive landscapes or media are shrunk into a little kid who doesn't know there was TV and its massive effects, doesn't know there was radio and their massive effects, unless they read McLuhan or luckily someone just points it out. They don't even think of separate media. It's so tiny that they begin to feel bigger. You feel like a person in the 30s. You didn't feel bigger than
when they
the
were massive
department.
Environments. That was mass man.
Yes.
So if
yes.
mass man, which is everybody, shrinks down and then gets fitted inside of each individual,
matrix tube man is what comes after. You know, you're in your own little matrix tube, right? But the matrix has you inside a tube. You're inside the tube, and it's invisible. Not like it's visible in the Matrix movie. You're inside a tube, but it makes you think you're outside of it. And which is what they tried to show in the movie, because Neo lived in New York City and had this whole life working in the office thing. He didn't know he was dreaming it. So that's approximately two, but it emphasizes the machines are in control. We have to realize that digital technology makes you think that you're bigger than the media landscape. So if kids grew up with no landscape sensibility, no sense of a bigger landscape, what have they got? They've got this, and they're texting all the time. I say body means is smaller than landscape or medium. So I'm trying to point about the post-McLuhan landscape level. He wrote a book, The Interior Landscape.
So that's where Jobstown comes in, right there at that point.
Just hold that. Let me finish it. Then I want to see what you mean. So the little things, I call them barnacles or new organs added to you. And it's similar. The kids felt the TV landscape was shrinking, so they allowed the tattoo of the huge television landscape happen to be manifest on their body, so they tattooed their chemical body, and now it's a totally acceptable thing.
They were tattooing in the 40s, all the Navy guy, everybody.
Yeah, the obscure sub. Come on, that's subculture. Yeah. You fucking go over. Look, chartered lawyers. Who would have said 25 fucking years ago that the guy running for mayor of a fucking tattoo on his cheek? You know, that's how far it's gone. And then you have the studs, the little jewel, the little crystal, whatever they are, the studs in the ears, the tongue, the genitals. What are those studs? They're symbols of the crystal, of the chip landscape. But it's tiny. So the popular fashion of tattooing and studs that, you know, PJ Orr, Psyche TV guy, Genesis P. Orr, kind of started as an individual.
Robbie Crystal.
What?
Robbie Crystal.
Yeah. The massive, I saw him earlier this year. It's interesting. I'm talking about McLuhan. But you have these massive landscapes. The kids are picking up that they're shrinking. So they don't mind showing that the landscape is now inside me and very tiny. Tattoos and the chip.
Yeah, primitives did that, though.
Those are tactile cultures. But they're not doing it with massive media environments. Their reference points is, I don't know what their reference point is. I'm saying it refers to massive media.
Well, McLuhan talked about retribalization.
Yeah, of course he did. That's old shit. We know all that. I'm not talking about retribalization.
Well, I just can't. I'm having a hard time crossing the metaphor of the tattoos and the piercings as representing television and chip. I can't get that one through my head.
Okay.
But it's easy for me to see it as being a retrieval of the retribalized man, which Marshall talked about.
No, he didn't talk about it that way. Your nostalgia. He criticized the neo sentiment for primitivism and dadaism and cubism. The noble savage from the 18th century and updated by the modern arts. He says that's all rearview mirror. I'm not talking about we're retrieving actual primitive life. Mass man is not tribal. Okay, so now I'm trying to show you that media landscapes are tiny. He said TV tattoos you. People didn't tattoo themselves on a mass level in the 60s. They tattooed themselves on a mass level in the 90s because the TV landscape became tiny, invisible, and friendly, so we acknowledge that it's in you by showing it on you. All right? So then,
how is putting a tattoo on you showing you the TV?
Because TV tattoos you.
TV takes the thing and it goes right through your eyes.
Your brain.
And it tattoos your brain.
Yeah.
So that's the tattoo.
Yeah,
so you're saying the expression of people
having
finally tattooing.
Showing the tattoo.
It's after the TV has like shrunk down.
Right.
Like it's no longer tattooing your brain. The
TV
is so tiny. It's just in a little.
Yeah, so I'll admit
it's
that
like,
I.
It's a tiny thing you only watch once in a.
And it's not a problem to tattoo. tattoo yourself, and it's accepted because you're realizing you are being tattooed or were tattooed. So it's a
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited.
Come here, breakthrough.
Robin's coming. Robin's coming. Hold it. Okay, so the so it's interesting he talked about TV tattooing you. Nobody knew that TV was tattooing them.
Who talked? Marshall did?
Oh yeah, he writes that in the section. TV tattoos you.
All right.
It's like 2222.
Okay, now go through the chip landscape,
so
the chip gets small, and then
you've got a little thing inside yourself. But then we move past the thing as it gets small. So let's show what was inside us, the hidden chip was in. Show it outside, like the tattoo. Put it in your nose, lip. Why would people go around sticking these things in them? There's something in their sensory ratio mix that makes them want to express something going on inside them. And the fact is they're externalized in the chip that was inside them.
The only comparison I can think of between a chip and a metal stud is that they're both metal.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. It's a little, think of the crystal. Baudrillard called the chip economy the crystal.
Yeah.
The revenge of the crystal. I mean, the crystal.
See, I'd be totally sold if people were piercing themselves with transistors.
No.
They're piercing themselves with little pieces of metal.
Yeah, it's representative of the little imploded space that the chip landscape is. It's smaller than the TV. TV's visual.
Would you say that it's symbolic or that it's even more
symbolism is real.
More than
symbolism is a translation. It's part of communication. You got something you don't know what it is, you translate something else. So the popularity of putting a stud in yourself, doesn't look exactly like a Phillips chip, but it's the closest in the object world that looks like a little thing that's inside you, but now you show that it's inside you by showing it outside yourself. Why else would people... The myth is that people put... studs in their mouth and their genitals because it added to their sex life. You actually have it in your tongue, it stimulates the clitoris better. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Urban legend?
Yeah.
Okay, that is the chemical body's interpretation of why we're doing it. That's its alibi. I'm giving the other reason it happened. The invisible. Okay.
First, what's
they get tiny. Hold your thought and then remember, they get tinier and tinier. Now, so I call it body to indicate its post-huge landscape. I could say you add a new organ, but why not the juggling of the chip landscape, which is so tiny, is like juggling a little puppet, a little body, your other self, a pet. And you juggle your chip pet, and your TV pet, and your astral pet, and your chemical
pet. Is that how you first thought of it, is juggling little pets?
No, little bodies. And I think people can't get the body now. What I mean by body, I could have said organs, I could have said new lungs, new. The most modern term is prosthetic, new prostheses is what the academics use. But I want to show its body, because a body means a figure ground situation. If you have a body, it's got to be fed, it's got to get a ground, an environment it feeds off, like a little bacteria inside a membrane.
Yeah, bodies are hungry, they need nutrition.
So in the end, when you fully get what I'm saying, then body is the appropriate word because it implies a figure-ground relationship with an environment. You need, your chip body needs to feed on itself, it needs to feed on the TV body and the astral body and the chemical body so it can function. So we approach each other now with these four landscapes shrunk to body level. Now, what are we referring to when we talk? Well, I want to run for the United States Senate. What the hell is a Senate? First of all, it's an image on TV. Then it's a bureaucracy. That would be chemical body, 19th century stuff. Then it's a chip. It's a website with your senator's name on. Then it's a guy running around trying to grab money from Chinese, Japanese, and Indians. Where's that? That's not inside the United States. So then it gets real complexified about the way the guy juggles his bodies when he's trying to say he's a senator. What is being a teacher? You're dealing with these kids coming in with chip modalities in their brain, TV modalities, religious preferences or non-religious, that's the other, and then their chemical body needs. You're dealing, and so when I see someone offer this little map from Mr. Pilgrim about appealing to the eye for a sense of order, it's so fucking puny to me. We need to just discuss the whole educational system. I'm like Castro. All you should do is talk about the bodies for fucking 5 years. Everybody should be taught that. Of course you can't.
But that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
You know.
So chaos happens, and Paul said a lot of dead people in a few years.
By iteration, you're involved in process, which is a
I almost had an orgasm. Where are you now? Did you have it, or did you?
I think that's the thing, is like when you talk about McLuhan and then you get to your stuff, that's the break right there, is this body.
I'm definitely